My name is Ava Singh. I'm 15 years old. Today is the 1st of December 2019, and I'm speaking with Ethan Wagner, who is my cousin. We are recording this interview in Bronxville, New York.
Hi, I'm Ethan. I'm 16 years old, and I'm Ava's cousin.
What is the history of Nepal?
So Ava and I are both Nepalese, and we have a lot of family in Nepal. And the history of Nepal is that it was basically, for most of its history, it was just a bunch of kingdoms in the Kathmandu Valley. But it never got colonized, or no outside influence really took it over, but it was not united at all. But in the 1700s, a man named Prithvi Narayan Shah from one of the Nepalese kingdoms united all the kingdoms and created basically what the country of Nepal is today.
How does your family relate to the monarchy?
So one of the kings of Nepal, our great aunt married him. And yeah, it was one of the queens in Nepal. And even after the king died, a lot of the family really liked her. And so even though it wasn't something they usually did, they let her stay in the palace even after her husband died. And she just lived in the palace.
What happened to the monarchy?
So in 2001, someone killed the entire royal family except for the brother of the king. No one really knew what happened, but the police said that the prince had gotten drunk or been intoxicated in some way and had killed his entire family. But the people didn't really believe this because the one man who was alive was the brother of the king who wouldn't have gotten any royal power. But since the whole entire royal family died, he became king of Nepal. So even though the police said it was the prince, he was drunk and it was like an entire accident, most of the people in Nepal didn't believe him. But one of the survivors of the massacre was our aunt. And she, the only reason why she survived was because she wasn't in the house at the time. She was outside. She was in another part of the palace, and she survived the entire massacre. She was one of the only people to survive the massacre of 2001.
How is Nepal today?
So after the new king was inducted, he took steps to make Nepal an absolute monarchy. And Nepal has a parliament, but he basically dismissed the parliament and tried to become like the emperor of Nepal. But the people revolted and didn't let this happen. And they put the king in jail and they reintroduced a parliament without a king, basically making it an actual democracy. And so now Nepal's government is completely democratic and there's no royal family at all anymore. And Nepal is doing well, but Nepal still struggles because of the amount of earthquakes that hit the area. But the government is definitely better and there's no absolute monarchy anymore.